This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. An infant is recovering after ingesting cocaine Saturday, and the child's caregiver has been charged. Yolanda Moore, age 30, of Marvin's Lane Chadbourne, has been charged with felony child abuse, inflicting serious injury. We have much more on this story on our website. Three people were arrested after several traffic stops this weekend, turned up marijuana, methamphetamines, and cocaine in Columbus County. Amy Tamalan, age 38, and Marcus Sanders, age 51, both of New York, were found with meth, cocaine, and marijuana in their vehicle during a checkpoint near Chapman, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies also said that Timothy Jenrette, age 23, was jailed after they found 425 grams of marijuana in his vehicle near Lee's Lake, plus bags of THC gummies that were near a sleeping toddler. Charges are pending against two suspects who led Columbus deputies and Horry County authorities on a chase Saturday. The suspects dumped their car and fled on foot in South Carolina and escaped arrest. Marijuana was found in that vehicle. Our entire area is still under the threat of severe weather today and tonight, but it's not quite as bad as it looked like it could have been. There's a possibility of severe thunderstorms and some high winds from the afternoon through the overnight hours. Now, the fire danger is somewhat reduced today, but burn bans remain in place for Columbus County and the entire state. High winds and very dry air could cause fire to quickly get out of control again tomorrow. Wyville City Councilman Josh Harris has announced his plans to run for sheriff. Harris is the third candidate to throw his hat in the ring. Following Josh McPherson and Bill Rogers, Harris was a sheriff's deputy and Wyville police officer. He also graduated basic law enforcement at Southeastern Community College in 2011. Christian recording artist Stars Go Dim will perform at a special concert Thursday at Chadbourne Pentecostal Holiness Church. Tickets are $12 or 2 for 20. Call 910-610-8165 for more information. April 5 through 11th is Week of the Young Child in Columbus County. Partnership for Children has a number of free activities. They're going to start off with the Family Fun Festival at County Fitness Park on Saturday. Events kick off at 11 a.m. There'll be a puppet show, dance performances, a bubble garden, face painting, and more. The fitness park is on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. The Southeastern Swamp Stewards and Lumbee Tribe will host a Lumber River Canoe and Kayak trip Saturday. The two-mile paddle will kick off at Orem at 10 o'clock. Go to ncwf.org/events for more, or contact the stewards via Facebook. Saturday is also the Spring Has Sprung Festival in Taper City. There'll be a parade, food trucks, the Kids Corner, and so much more. Stay with Columbus County News for more on the festival. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.